Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If you could rid the world of a crime by committing that crime yourself,
what the fuck?
What crime would you pick? You have to commit it yourself
to get it removed.
Yeah, I choose kidnapping.
You're gonna go to a Walmart and then just grab someone and drive for a block and be like, okay, just kidding. Here you go. It was for a thing. It's hard to explain. It's for. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. That'd be pretty.
Why is it called kidnapping?
You're not putting the kids up. I don't know.
Anyway, iPhone 16. Really cool. Really good event. 7 out of 10. Solid event, Apple. Good job.
Ah. Wow, it's so weird that we can just start recording whenever we want.
Okay, I'm ready. Who begins it? How do we do it?
I think you just started it right there.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Recycle Bin.
Welcome.
Only the best for Recycle Bin listeners.
This is a special episode, in my opinion. We are just a couple hours removed from watching the Glow Time event?
Yeah. Yeah.
The iPhone event of 2024.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very different vibes this year.
Yeah. I liked it, but something just didn't feel like as exciting.
We're old.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
This is the first year where I didn't tweet about anything. I didn't live tweet.
That's true.
I stayed away from Twitter.
You
I just
have
watched
been doing
it.
That. Yeah, forever.
We didn't rush to make a video. Don't even know what the video is yet. We're just sitting here to record a podcast. So did we just go through the announcements of the event and just give our raw reactions?
I like that idea. Okay. But first, let's give a little life roundup sort of thing.
Okay, life roundup.
I mean, the meat of this is going to be Apple event.
Yeah.
But you're less sick now. That's pretty cool.
I am less sick.
How you feeling?
Sore throat.
Oh, it's a weird coincidence. I wonder if we have some footage to insert for the video version.
Not because I was sick. Soul Calibur 2 for PlayStation 2 really tested my willpower.
That's going to require a little bit of fucking preamble.
I don't know how. It took everything from me.
Okay.
I gave it everything and it took everything.
In our new studio space, in the corner between our desks, where the work is done, we have a cute little cabinet set up with an old TV on it that we found. I think we talked about this already, right?
In the first episode. Well, the first episode for new season.
Yeah, that feels so long ago.
Yeah.
So I guess if you missed that one.
There you go. We have a cabinet set up with a really cool tube TV and a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, GameCube. Old games. We recently acquired a game from my childhood, Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah.
It's a fighting game. But it just has there's a lot of content for a game that's 20 years old.
Yeah, it's the greatest game I've ever
played.
It's
also very hard, and maybe you'll see some footage in the video version if you're on YouTube.
Oh, it's so... Oh, dude, that game can suck a fuck.
Yeah, but you also love it. So if John sounds a little hoarse, that's why.
I shouldn't have put ice in my tea. Why did I do that?
Yeah, that was a bad idea. You just did like a cardinal sin. You're just chewing on Mike.
Let's hurry up and do the podcast so I can go back to watching Retro Game console videos.
Yeah, yeah. We've been in a mood recently.
I want one of those tiny little video game emulators, but I can't decide if I want to hold it horizontally or vertically, and that's the biggest issue in my life today.
Dude, what a situation, because like it's Apple Event Day.
Yeah.
This is like, in my opinion, as a fucking nerd, this is kind of like a little holiday, right?
Yeah, it's like our Christmas.
It feels like a little Christmas. And like that's the best. But also, we got like other exciting things that we want to worry about, like video games.
Yeah, like video games. Usually this is the time of the year for us to grow,
explode,
get the views, get money.
Yeah.
And this year, we as a company, we are a lot less dependent on an Apple event happening.
Right. Like, we just have been uploading what we want, and it's kind of been working. The most recent video, like, we just threw it out there. I mean, like, it was a very planned video, but, like, that was our replacement for the usual Apple event equals ruined video that we just rehashed information. Yeah. People really liked that video.
Yeah, now I don't know what to make next.
Yeah, that's how it always goes.
I feel
now.
Very limited with the fact that we have to make a video about the event.
I know. Yeah, we need to make we have an obligation.
It's not that I'm disappointed by the event at all.
Uh-huh.
It's just like how many times this
right.
is a ooh, hit your MacBook.
That's okay.
This is one of those years where the upgrades, like, they make complete sense. The only way to go is up.
Yeah, they were
good. But
there's
only a couple things that you can get this year that you couldn't get at the end of the event last year.
Yeah, and so many of the things announced this year are like so much news for iPhone 16 base mm-hmm. model was like, hey, you're getting some stuff from the Pro model last year.
Which we made a video about.
Yeah, which is cool.
We made a video about how, like, the real places to pay attention for innovation and change is going to be seeing how much of the pros they can fit
right.
in the lower devices. And it's so much so that I am sold. You're sold.
Oh, yeah. We're going base model this year.
We are both getting official announcement.
Official announcement.
Both
yeah.
getting base model iPhone 16s this year. I will not be buying a Pro.
Yeah, which is the hardest part for us is going to be fighting over who gets the blue color.
Right, we'll just both get it.
No, we can't.
What do you mean?
We can't do that.
Well, yeah, we can.
No, we can't have the same color.
You want to fight in Soul Calibur for it?
We might need to. We might have to fight to determine who gets the blue color.
It's so good.
Ultramarine.
Looking.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Like, that's the highlight of the event for me, just the color.
I'm happy that they're moving on to like actual fun colors. Like,
what
the pastel ones have been fine, but
I feel like this year they are going to sell so many of those that they're going to feel stupid for dulling the colors for all of these years.
Yeah, we've had some viewers. Sorry guys, no voicemails today.
Just pure Apple event.
You're just getting a normal podcast.
Yeah, we got a voicemail from Tim Cook that's going to take up the whole episode.
But there, we've actually had some voicemails in from listeners talking about like product red not being a thing.
Oh,
yeah. People really like those options, like the red colors.
I guess
so. Like that's a thing. That's
and charity and such.
Oh yeah, I guess the charity aspect of it too.
That's why it exists.
But like that, the colors available for the base model 16 are so fun and interesting that it makes the pros look like blech.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how daring. White, like a slightly off-white titanium, black, and look, gold.
The gold is kind of cool.
It's
though.
Cool. No,
it's nice.
It actually absolutely looks good. All the 16 Pro looks great, but
it just doesn't do it for me this year.
Yeah, I think I'll be real. If iPhone 16 base model didn't have the camera control,
yeah, so, the fact they call it a camera control instead of the capture button,
like it's terrible. But
camera control button.
If the base model didn't have the camera control, I might not get it.
Yeah, but it do.
I do, and I'm actually hype about that.
I
love that. Physical controls are always the best.
Okay, let's just go from like the same order they did in the event.
Right, that's a good idea. Real quick. Overall, what did you think? Like, just a quick...
Like, 1 out of 10?
1 out of 10 for the whole thing. What did you think? What is a really high... Like, compared to last year, do you think it was a good...
It was a solid iPhone event.
I think last year's event was better.
Why?
I think the 15 Pro was a bit more... I felt it more. I felt the hype around it more.
Just vibe thing?
Yeah, vibes. The vibes this year felt a little bit more like, here you go.
What was the last event? Because I remember saying that was a 10 out of 10, one of the best Apple events I've ever seen.
I think it was the Apple Intelligence event, right?
Oh, yeah, I think it was. But yeah. What? Dub-dub,
yeah. So,
I mean,
it was fine.
Yeah, okay, let's just say scale from 1 to 10 Apple events or iPhone events only.
Uh-huh.
It's like a solid 7.
It was fine, yeah. Just like average or maybe a slightly above average.
But it's tough because it wasn't bad.
No.
Apple has just, the bar is so high, it's hard really for them to maintain. Like, you can't get an 8 or a 9 if it's not special.
Yeah, and just, it didn't even feel like, not that it's important, but they didn't even have any goofy, there was no goofiness in this one.
Yeah. The transitions were a lot dialed back to the lot goofiness. Of fades in and out because of, shot on iPhone, edited on iPad, I think.
Yeah, like the goofiness, it helps. I like it, personally. I like the skydiving shit from Dub-Dub.
Well, we have another one next month, so.
Yeah, but that's not going to be anything. Man. You know.
What are you talking about? Last year, we had a spooky-themed one. It was awesome.
Oh, that was the first shot on iPhone event, too. Yeah. That was, yeah. Okay, you're right. You're right. We'll
There's
see.
There's still a chance.
Okay, so first thing they talked about, watch stuff.
Okay.
Series 10, Apple Watch.
Well, kind of as anticipated, it was not the giant Series X update that we thought
really
was coming for, the whole year, really. Magnetic band system, super thin design, none of that stuff happened at all. It looks good.
It looks, it's great look. I mean, it's just another Apple Watch.
It's also massive.
Yeah, that's
extra. It's a titch bigger than an Ultra.
Yeah, Mac Rumors says the display is bigger than Ultra. It didn't look that much thinner though, right?
No.
But they kept saying it was the thinnest. Apparently, thanks to measurements, it is 10% thinner than Series 9, and it weighs 20% less than stainless steel Series 9, which makes sense because they got rid of the stainless steel option.
Stainless steel is that watch was the heaviest thing I ever owned.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I almost wish they would have been like, and now it's 9S, because this doesn't feel worthy
they're never going to do that
again. An X.
Yeah.
But I just
they didn't say X. They just said 10.
I know. It's just like, I was really hoping.
But, they set us up for that, though.
They did.
The only reason people are like, oh, big update for the 10th anniversary is because of iPhone 10.
Yeah, they established
it. I guess Apple Watch. See, fellas, this is what happens when there's quite literally zero competition in this space for them. They don't have to try even in the slightest. It's the number one best-selling watch in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to try to even achieve that. It's just, there's no reason for them to try any harder than they are right now for Apple Watch.
Yeah, and it really shows. I mean, the Apple Watch Ultra announcement was, it's black now.
It's not, it's not even a new Apple Watch. It's not Apple Watch Ultra 3. It's still Apple Watch Ultra 2. It's just in the color that was supposed to come out last year. Because this color was the rumor for Apple Watch Ultra last year.
Yeah, Apple Watch
They're going
Ultra
to announce
2.
It in black, and then they didn't. So here you go.
And that was it, like, other than some bands, right?
Yeah, the bands are really cool.
Oh, the bands
the
are always cool.
Titanium band.
Those are always cool.
Super cool.
And then they just... I like how that we were, like, expecting an SE update, like a watch SE update, and it was just... when it showed up at all, it was just like, and we also sell this.
Here's the lineup,
Yeah, they didn't actually do anything for a new SE. There's
no
plastic.
They didn't pull a trigger on the plastic one yet.
They were just like, and also it was a cheap one.
Yeah.
So
no iPad mini either. I've seen your tweets and such. Yeah. I know, okay? I'm disappointed.
Oh.
It's hurtful.
Let's talk about disappointment, because right after Apple Watch segment, right into AirPods, and well, there was good AirPod stuff.
Yeah.
But then AirPods Max. Let's talk about that.
Oh, hell. Oh, man.
They really warranted just giving it some new colors and USB-C as like, yep, that's good. Still 550.
Yeah. That is an update that we heard was coming a while ago. This was before Gurman eventually said that it's going to have new features.
Right, yeah.
We did hear it was just going to be USB-C and new colors, but we were just hearing it like it was going to be a press release. But they announced it in an event. Just new colors, USB-C.
It should have been a
same
press release.
Same price.
Yeah.
Now, listen. AirPods Max are
they're great.
My favorite over-ear headphones or on-ear headphones. They mm-hmm. are. They sound phenomenal. I think they warrant the price tag.
Bit heavy. That's
heavy.
That's
heavy
the negative.
Hell. Yeah, heavy as hell.
Yeah.
I didn't want a design change or anything like that, but to not even get any improvements with audio at all is a big ask for the same price. And these things are what, 3 years old?
Yeah, well, let's be real. Like, this was a legally required update. This wasn't the best that they could offer us was new colors. They were like, well, we have to do this, so I guess here's some other colors.
I don't want any of the new colors though.
No,
like,
why
I want
you?
USB-C so bad, but why didn't they just give us blue again? The blue is my blue AirPods Max, the best color. I cannot get with USB-C. You just can't. You have to, if you want USB-C, you have to get one of the other colors.
Yeah, that's a weird choice to like not offer. Actually, you know what? I'm curious.
Why weren't they like, by the way, the rest of them also updated? Like, what?
Yeah. At least all of the AirPods discussion wasn't all, like, it wasn't negative, right? Like, the AirPods 4 getting a poor person ANC, like noise canceling. I don't know what, like, the way that they're differentiating now is kind of concerning.
I'll explain it to you.
Go ahead.
So, as we mentioned, as expected, there are two different versions of AirPods 4 with just a little bit of a price difference in between.
Mm-hmm.
AirPods 4 are good, and they've been like AirPods 3 were good.
They were.
But there's another layer up, still AirPods 4, but with active noise cancellation and transparency mode.
Yeah.
And the conversation thing, like when you walk up to somebody,
the awareness.
Conversation awareness. That's really cool. The only difference I'm suspecting in terms of like what is the difference between AirPods 4, active noise cancellation, and the ANC and AirPods Pro, I'm going to guess are literally just the silicone tips.
It's got to be for the seal, right?
Yeah, that's got to be the only thing separating them.
Because it's going to affect the actual capabilities.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, even in regards to the Pro's existence, like, I don't know, like, weirdly, AirPods Pro sits in an interesting spot where it's kind of like where the Pro-level iPhones are, where it's like all these features that are Pro-level, that Apple's, you know, shown us to be Pro-level, are going down to, like, the base models. And that's great.
Yeah.
Because the prices are staying the same. But then also, why get the Pros?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they sound better. They're more comfortable.
Well, that's all, like, subjective. I mean, the comfort is subjective, right? Because, like, I've found that, like, I actually have more trouble keeping AirPod Pros in my ears.
Oh,
for
you
some
got
reason.
Weird ears?
I do got weird ears. But, like, everybody's ears are different.
Yeah.
Is that the blue that you have or no? Is that more?
No, that's Midnight.
Well, it says blue. So.
Is it?
That says
zoom
blue,
in.
My
Can
man.
You zoom in?
Yeah. Oh. Trying. Well, there we go.
Yeah, I guess.
It looks like a less saturated version of your blue. So blue is still available on AirPods Max, but it looks...
Is it with USB-C?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know. Purple, Midnight, Starlight, and Orange. There used to be a silver, right?
Uh-huh.
And a space gray, I think was the other option.
Yeah.
I have space gray.
And a really nice green color.
And a green, yeah. So maybe the colors have shifted. That looks less saturated than your blue.
Yeah, that's less cool.
So, yeah, so it looks like, yeah, they retroactively got rid of the other color options.
AirPods Pro, though, crazy update, which we all knew was coming eventually. This has been talked about and rumored for a while. And it's just kind of in an iPhone event. So I can understand why people would overlook this, or maybe you weren't paying attention. Maybe that's when you went for your bathroom break. It is so incredibly disruptive to have, one, a clinically, like, approved hearing test. That's insane, first of all. And you can use them as hearing aids.
That is wild. That is wild.
Okay, I get it. There have been hearing aids for a long time. But this is a device that you don't have to buy for just the hearing aids. Like, you just have them to listen to music and to consume media, and also it can help you hear much better. And, oh, they're just hearing aids now. We just turned that on.
And also, like, I'm not obviously like a hearing impaired person, or you aren't
yet.
Yet, we'll see. But like, my immediate thought to that when they announced that feature was that, like, hey, these are less than sub 300, right? AirPods Pro.
Yeah, they're like 240. I don't know. I'm guessing.
But I was like, that made me want to check 250.
Okay.
Check on the price of, like, lower-end legit hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
The information I found was that if you belong to, like, a Costco, let's say.
Okay.
It's a membership-driven, you know, retailer. You could get a hearing aid for $1,600. And that's, like, That's a good price.
Jesus.
Right? That's low. That's cheap.
Uh-huh.
Like, a lot of hearing aids, apparently, are between, like, $3,000 and, like, $6,000.
Yeah. So even more disruptive than I thought.
Right. So, and depending on, of course, like, the viability of AirPods Pro 2 as hearing aids, there you go.
The only downside is you're wearing AirPods.
Yeah, you look like you're not paying attention at all.
You're hearing everything better, but it looks like you're not hearing anything at all.
Yeah, it looks like, oh, that guy's a dick. He's got his AirPods in while we're trying to talk to him.
Just like as we all nerd out about the new phones and the new watch, I know we didn't get new AirPods Pro, but I don't want people to just overlook the fact that that is insanely disruptive what they did today, and they don't get enough credit for that kind of stuff.
You're right, actually, because even though I'm doing my best to have that mindset, I'm still looking at it as like, ooh, what is under the tree for Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, I'm still like, yeah.
But sometimes it's not, it doesn't have to be Christmas for us.
That's true. Yeah. No, we should be
sometimes
elevating
it's
that
just,
stuff.
Christmas is just being able to sit there and just get the joy of watching your kids open their hearing aids.
Yeah. Super exciting. I guess that actually probably would be really hype if your kids needed hearing aids. After AirPods, that's iPhone.
Yeah,
circling back.
iPhone stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, before we go to iPhones, how about a cheeky little sponsor break? You know what's really cool?
What's that?
Having a small business.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what the worst part about that is?
What's that?
Trying to hire literally anybody ever because it's impossible to find the right person quickly. That's why today's episode is sponsored by Indeed. Everyone give a round of applause for RecycleBin's first sponsor ever.
Yay.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
Wow. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences each day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talented fast.
And listeners of this show, that's RecycleBin, get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/RecycleBin.
Just go to Indeed.com/RecycleBin right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/RecycleBin. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you for supporting our sponsors.
And thank you for the sponsors of supporting the show.
Indeed. Let's talk about iPhones.
Oh, my God. We're the worst.
The best.
People have paid for this. People have paid money.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So, iPhones.
Yeah.
Overall, what do you think?
Okay.
Just vibes? What do you think? Pretty good?
I'm conflicted. Ooh, should we start with the pros or the base model?
Oh, I mean, they displayed a base model first.
They did.
So, let's do that.
But I'm happiest about that.
Oh, do you want to go unhappy first?
It's tough because I'm not... Okay. Yeah, let's just do base. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay, go ahead.
New colors. Amazing. They're
pretty awesome.
They look crazy.
Yeah.
So good. And just... Oh, so good. That's the highlight feature. I am one of the normies now.
Yeah, I think, right? I mean, it's the colors, but it's also like, hey, you want these cool colors? Because you always want, like, honestly, with the exception of, I think... This is going to sound so strange, but like the green, like that olivey green mm-hmm. that came out on like iPhone
11
Pro. With the exception of that one, I've always been like, damn, those base model colors look better.
Uh-huh.
But I've never wanted to like stoop to like, but I've always been like, nah, I'm a pro. Yeah. I need those features.
I'm a pro.
I don't need those features though.
The idea of simplifying, let's be real. I have the 15 Pro.
Yeah.
I like that phone. Never once have I recorded in ProRes. Never once have I recorded yeah. in Log. Never once. And it's not to say those features are useless.
No,
we said this on a previous episode. I think it was actually the last one, where if that is your sole device and it does that much, that's incredible. You should take full advantage of those features.
Yeah.
But when it's encroaching into our territory, right, the features of these phones are like specifically tailored to give regular people
uh-huh.
access to things that we like it's our job, it's our livelihood.
Yeah, yeah, giving like people who will just have an iPhone access to pro features that are like professional equipment.
Yeah,
yeah.
If we have to do anything that I would even think of using any pro iPhone feature for, I will just pick up our Sony camera. That is what will happen there.
True.
We'll get to the audio stuff because that I lost my fucking mind for those
on the pro. Yeah.
So with the base model, one of the things that you're giving up is like a decent telephoto lens.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's taking information from your 48 megapixel camera and it's just cropping into that 12 megapixel.
It's combining it basically. It's the fusion camera.
Yeah. And that's all I need.
It's good enough.
Yeah. you have now given me the feature that I would miss.
Right.
And that's literally all I need. Anytime I take a picture with my phone, I'm not playing with color settings. I'm not playing with depth of field. The coolest part about my phone is the convenience. I can just take it out and
shoot
take
and
a reliably good picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part. I don't want to tinker. I'm not that. I ain't about that life anymore. If I want to tinker, I'll get out my tinker devices.
Yeah. You don't want to tinker with your phone. It's like reliable, quick, simple.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
And the idea of going backwards, like just simplifying.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I both said in an episode of Front Page Tech a couple episodes ago about the iPhone SE 4. We said it on Recycle Bin that you can't buy a bad phone experience now.
Mm-mm.
So.
Well, I bet you can if you really.
Yeah, if you really like, if you're trying to get a Samsung phone.
Oh my god!
Could you imagine
the horrors?
It's just you're not missing as much as you used to miss by going with the base model.
Yeah, in fact, I think earlier in the podcast, if the 16 didn't have the camera control, it probably wouldn't be worth considering. Going down to the base model, saving some money, getting the color I like, is worth losing ProMotion. Like, in terms of, to me, like the 120 hertz display. Like, I'm cool with it. And that's big. Like, I think I just said, I've been on record saying, like, dude, I can't do it. I need it. But, like,
but then that blue came out.
The blue came out, and then they actually, like, we heard that they were going to have action button and then at the time capture button on base models. But to actually see it confirmed and, like, the functionality on the base models and, like, the new, the fusion cameras.
Yeah, there was conversation earlier last week because MacRumors published an article covering a leak of supposed Apple, like, first-party silicone cases for the base model iPhone 16s, and it was missing a cutout for the capture button. So everyone
assumed,
the leaks were wrong. And then they were like, well, of course the leaks are wrong. That makes more sense that the pro models get this button.
Yeah.
You and I I've had the CADs for these phones. So, no, we're not leaking anything. I'm just saying.
We had it.
We didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
We just had it. And the capture button was on all four models. The only thing that separates them is like a couple software features.
Yeah, and the ones that are pro only, it makes sense. It's a bummer because some of those features are real cool.
Yeah.
Like in regards to the camera, right? What was it?
You could control everything. Exposure, depth of field.
Yeah, there was a name, or the name of the feature for...
Way more, like, incremental movement in terms of, like, focal length for... because you have a 5x telephoto lens now on the Pro.
Uh-huh.
On even the not the base model Pro, the regular size, human-size iPhone 16 Pro.
Yeah. What, there was a feature in the camera on the Pro specifically that I thought was great, and it's Pro only, and, like, I like how Apple's website isn't... isn't fucking telling me what I'm missing here. It's the vibe changer.
I don't know. You can change the color of stuff.
Right, but it's not just like a filter. It's actually like a machine learning powered like...
Yeah, you can like swipe up and it opens a color palette that you can drag around on.
Yeah, no, I love that. Like, that's an incredibly cool...
It like incorporates color science for people that have no fucking idea what they're doing.
Right, and it makes it foolproof, which is Apple's, most amazing. And like, okay, as I'm on the iPhone 16 Pro page... Let's talk about audio, because that just entered my brain.
Yeah. So, bottom line with the base models, this year is one of those years where you're literally not losing anything by going into base model. The only difference is you gain a little bit more with the Pro, and you just have to decide if the gains are worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In summary, I think this is probably the most compelling, while also weirdly most boring, iPhone debut, because it's like... Either option's good.
Yeah.
There's really no clear answer for 16 Pro or 16 Base.
Yeah. I love...
It's personal preference all the way down.
If this is the new Apple, I am all for it. They are not holding back on giving base models... they did the same thing with AirPods Pro. They just got ANC, transparency mode. Or sorry, AirPods 4.
Yeah. And I to the point where I think I'm going to pick those up and maybe ditch my current Pro 2s. Or at least give them a shot.
If they're comfier.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? We'll see.
Okay. iPhone 16 Pro, new gold color, desert titanium.
Pretty good.
Yeah, looks good. Looks like a good
good gold
color. Yeah. I'm glad it's not bronze.
It's staying with the Pro color trend where it's muted and mature looking.
Metally.
Metal.
I'm
usually.
So over that, I think. I'm done with that.
I think I'm with you, actually.
I'm over it. It's a very cool, pretty phone, but the camera hump is too big.
It's huge.
For some reason, I mean, I always notice the camera bump on these phones, right? But it was after they showed you iPhone 16, and I committed to buying that one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's my phone. And then they show you the Pro model where it's like, okay, that's massive on the back of that phone.
Yeah.
It's just mostly camera.
It's because it's a square now. Or not now. It's still a square.
Small little note. Mm-hmm. This is just for my little brain.
Okay.
They fixed the corner radius. So, like, okay, if you guys have a 14, 15, whatever, look at the back of the phone, the Pro specifically, and the camera module itself, the corner radius doesn't match the actual corner radius of the phone.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It does this year.
It's like...
That's just a small detail that I think you should know, because it's incredible. Thank you. Why didn't we do that a while ago?
Wow, that is a different level of, like, criticism.
Yeah, right, great. There. Anyway, corner radius is fixed. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A18 Pro.
Great, obviously.
No.
What?
I laughed, like, for real during the event when they, for the base models.
Oh, God, yeah.
They were like, we just jumped 2 years into the future and put an A18 in this. But that's only after they purposely were giving the hand-me-down chips for 2 years. Yeah, you were giving us an old chip before. Mm-hmm. We didn't jump forward 2 years. That's not what happened here. Let's not get this confused.
Yeah, I think, right there, though, that's very telling. That it's like, yeah, what's the actual differences between the A18 Pro and the A18?
Yeah.
But, even if it's just a naming convention change, that alone is positioning the base models in a much more, like, well-respected spot.
Yeah.
Which is great to see.
So, one of the big differences is, like, the... I don't want to call them filters, but that's, like, what people can...
Yeah,
that's like what's recognizable. It's not exactly applying a filter over top of your image.
No,
but what the fuck is that called?
I got you. Don't worry.
Why is Apple this way?
Photographic style, is that the name?
Sure.
Of it?
Why?
Yeah, photographic style. I just found it. Yeah.
Now you would think that looks like we could have that on the base models as well. But there's so many of those photographic styles, and they can apply it in real time with the A18 Pro.
And you can change it.
Like, yeah, it's actually wild.
It's actually happening in the viewfinder.
Yeah, that's like, the amount of processing there is just ridiculous.
And just alone, it's not fucking like, well, I guess there are some styles that change skin tone and things like that. Mm-hmm. But like overall, it's not, it doesn't touch skin tone, which is all computational.
Yeah.
And like that, I can't even imagine. That's like, we're getting to a point with these phone cameras that like they could do like live chroma keying.
Yeah.
Like in display.
Yeah.
Like this is getting intense.
What's also crazy, okay, we finally have 4K 120 FPS on the Pro models. It looks crazy.
It does.
And this is just a fuck you type of flex from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You can change the frame rate after the fact.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
You can just record in 120 FPS and then go, nah, mine, I want 24.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck? Okay. And then, so they almost, they had me wavering for just a split second where I was like, am I getting a Pro model?
They did.
And then, after all the incredible video and photo capabilities of this phone, they had the nerve. They had the fucking nerve to announce audio features.
Yep.
They have new mics in the phone, like four different studio mics.
Mm-hmm.
They can capture spatial audio directly on the iPhone.
Their words.
Yeah.
Studio quality.
Yeah. Studio quality audio on the iPhones, which, you know.
We'll see.
Either way, it's going to be better than a phone microphone.
Correct.
A typical phone microphone. So already crazy. But then they show a demo where they're introducing a new feature called Audio Mix.
Oh.
Where you,
so cool.
You can record. It's almost like the styles for video and photo, but for audio, you can choose, like, hey, I want a studio sound for this, and it will just be, like, it'll try to isolate their videos or their audio. They even said that it will replicate the sound of a dampened room.
Mm-hmm. Which is
a very specific sound.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no reason to do that other than you're an asshole, and you can, and your chip is nuts, and you can process this in real time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also choose, like, spatial sound. You can choose how much of the ambience to bring in. And then they have a cinematic mode,
mm-hmm.
which brings room tone to life, which is something, like, what the fuck? Where you can have clean dialogue audio, or whatever you're trying to record, and, like, proper room ambience is, what?
And everything you just described is so cool and so awesome.
And yeah,
that we have all of this equipment to do better and for real.
Yeah.
And that's the issue, and that's why we're not going pro this year.
Yeah, but that's not an issue with Apple.
No. Yeah. That's like why it's a bad fit now. Like,
yeah.
Like for somebody who doesn't have a good camera and they want to create content. And
we
they
were just having this discussion about those handheld things.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, if you're even considering doing this, then like you're in a different ballgame now.
Exactly. Like if you are trying to be a creative person and maybe you had a camera or you're trying to downsize your workflow or whatever,
mm-hmm.
dude, the iPhone 16 Pro is insane value proposition.
Yeah.
All of that power built into such a small device in one device with the ease of use and everything. Insane.
And people complain about the prices of these phones, but do you even understand the amount of money we have in equipment to do all of that stuff?
How much have you spent on audio plugins?
I had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
To replicate like what Apple is
just doing.
Right. And granted, right, like, you know, the actual professional equipment is going to...
is better, but like if you can get 70% of the way there...
just on the phone that you already have.
Automatically.
For it's included in what you already got.
Like, of course, my audio plugins and stuff will do a better job, but I have to manually go in there, understand what each setting does, change it, all that stuff.
Yep.
This, you just go, I want a cinematic, and it just does it.
I want it to sound like a movie.
Yeah, like, and what it goes, the hell,
here's a movie sound.
So think about how much money we have in just raw equipment to mm-hmm. do cinematic sound, to do high-quality video. And they're just like $1,000 for this phone.
Yeah.
Also, it calls people.
Like, yeah, it does the phone stuff too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. What it really seems like more is the Pro device is it's like here's an entire Pro workstation, camera, audio setup, all that, and also it does phone stuff.
This is the first Pro phone that is quite literally too Pro for us. They've now crossed the line.
Yeah.
Of okay, that's really cool. I don't need that.
Yeah, it has. We have become. It's outgrew us, or we've outgrown them. I'm not sure. There's a mismatch, though.
For like, you know, there are people that are just phone photographers.
Oh yeah,
like incredibly talented photographers that only use an iPhone. Like the limitation is the gimmick.
Yeah, but also like, I bet they're fucking awesome too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. There's just. People like Jonathan Morrison, he, like, we've been talking privately, even though he's been away from YouTube a bit, and he's working on documentaries, like, really high-quality documentaries about, like, a local music store that is around him and stuff like that, and he's shooting it all on iPhone. And so stuff like this is crazy for that. I can't even imagine the jump this year, because it was already so good, but now they've added the other half of the equation, which is audio.
Yep.
And it's just, what could they possibly do next year? I can't imagine how ridiculous this is going to start getting.
It's going to be the next 17 Pro comes with a gimbal built into it or something.
Yeah, like, probably.
It's a whole rig that explodes out. Like,
okay, well, the elephant in the room a little bit, Apple Intelligence, we haven't mentioned yet.
There's a reason. I figure it's saving a few things to the end.
Yeah, we should talk about Apple Intelligence in 3 months when it comes out.
Exactly. That's the issue, is like a lot of the features we've just talked about aren't going to be available for a while.
Yeah.
Like we jizzed all about the AirPods Pro hearing aids and hearing test.
Yeah.
They literally said in the keynote, whatever, the presentation, like, oh, that hearing check, that's so cool and awesome and clinically approved, not approved just yet. So, like, give us a month.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the crux and, like, the issue with the whole presentation is it's going to be cool when it comes out.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think the biggest shock for nerds, the people that have been following this news, is that maybe because Apple has set these expectations previously, you know, there's like they announce something at WWDC and then they expound upon it when it's, you know, ready for launch for the iPhone stuff. You know, WWDC is for a different demographic of people. And then it makes sense that during the iPhone event that regular people that are going to be buying the phones, you reintroduce them to Apple Intelligence.
Yeah.
What we didn't get, though, are any new exclusive features to these phones. That I know of.
No, you're right, I think, yeah.
People kind of expected, well, surely there'll be iPhone 16 exclusive features that will be announced that we just don't know yet. And that, as far as I know, is not the case. No, nothing new like that, nothing new and exclusive.
Yeah, I don't actually, did they, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if they showed anything new with Apple Intelligence.
I don't think there was a single new.
You know what, I take that back. I think, forget the name of it because it's all Apple names, where you can pull up the camera and it identifies things in frame. And
oh,
it gives
yeah.
You, I think that oh, might yeah, be new.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's all built into the whole AI thing.
It's part, well, that was announced with the capture button or the camera control button.
Right,
like that's
exactly.
What that, okay, so yeah.
I think that's new.
One tiny exclusive thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
But we gotta stop announcing things that are not ready.
Yeah, one thing I really didn't like wording towards the beginning of the presentation was like, I think it was Tim. He was like, we just released Apple Intelligence.
Oh, launch.
Launch, yeah. That's what he said. Did you?
Yeah, is that what you call it?
It's more like
you
told us that it's a thing.
You promised.
You promised Apple Intelligence. Like, I don't know if you call it a launch or anything like that.
Well, okay, speaking of their wording, at one point they go, some of these features will be rolling out next month, and there will be more features throughout the year. What the fuck does that even mean? Which features? What are you saying? You don't even know? What does that mean?
Disclosure. While we were kind of spitballing before recording about what the video for this event is going to be like from us, I threw around the idea of like coming soon or like
coming later this year.
Like that's the basis, right? Is like all this stuff is being announced and showed off and it looks great, but it's also like
concept.
Exactly. You're just showing us stuff maybe interns cooked up. Like this could look like this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And it gets worse year over year over year. They just keep announcing more that that doesn't come out in time for anything.
And maybe it's our own fault for having our expectations this high. But Apple is also, they're the ones who are constantly like, and pre-orders are starting now.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys set us up to think it's coming out soon.
Well, it takes the weight out of these events. That could also be why it's less exciting. It's because, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch this, but it doesn't mean any of this is coming yet. Like, you're just going to promise things and not any specific amount of time. The words of some features will be out next month with more coming
it's
later
so
this year. That's insane to say at an event where you're asking people to buy these phones.
It's very vague. And like, this feels like such a strange misstep by Apple that I have to assume because of how much money they're worth, how much money goes into these presentations and these device and feature launches and stuff, that there has to be a team somewhere that has numbers to back up that it was actually the right idea to announce stuff early.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people who have to be like, yeah, no, this is the move.
Mm-hmm.
Because logically, like to us, it feels like a bad idea. Like, I almost wish they would have waited to show off Apple Intelligence until the phones were already in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, by the way, download the update now. You got it. It's yours. Yeah. Like,
the issue is they are caught somewhere in between trying to do the Apple thing where they make sure it's polished before it goes out.
Right.
But also, every major phone announcement this year was all about AI.
Yeah.
And Apple can't announce a 2024 iPhone
without
that
AI.
Doesn't look like it's competing with what Google just announced, Samsung just announced. It just feels like they're pressured for the first time to just be included in the conversation at least.
Yeah, and that has to be, like I said, there's something telling them that this is the move to early announce things. It just makes them seem like everybody else. And that's kind of concerning.
Yeah, I'd rather they didn't do that.
Yeah, because I feel like Apple has gotten where they are. And, you know, everybody's fans of Apple in some ways. Even people who don't like Apple, it's like, well, you can't. You got to give them some credit.
Yeah.
Like, by being thinking different. It just came to me. You got to think different.
A lot of clever slogan. I wonder if they should use that.
But, like, for them to do what everybody else is doing, that's not thinking different. That's following, like, well, we can't look bad here.
Yeah. Well, as a watch guy, I completely forgot with Series 10, new titanium finishes, more jewelry-like. It's kind of like what they wanted to do with the Apple Watch Edition when it first launched, the $10,000 gold one.
Yeah.
But, like, worth your while.
Are you telling me, do I care?
Yeah.
Because I like, okay, just to preface, I am a watch guy in the sense that I like to wear mechanical gear driven watches. I don't wear smart watches. I'm not a smart watch guy.
Yeah.
No,
not impressed even a little bit.
I mean, it's cool that they're using titanium. That is technically more durable and it's lighter.
Polished and lovely.
Right. I mean, there's benefits to titanium. That's cool.
Is it too big?
I think it is. I mean, square, okay, from watch language, right, from the watch design language, squares always look way bigger than a circle on a wrist. Like a 40, what is Apple Watch 10?
Like 68 millimeter.
Oh, well, we,
that's
let's see.
40.
Apple Watch, I think it's 43 usually.
42, 43?
Let's see. Pre-order. Go on apple.com.
I think the Apple Watch can
case
be
size 42. Holy fuck, 42 millimeter and 46 millimeter.
What the? Okay.
Listen, that's huge. Okay. Like, the biggest watch I personally own is like 42 millimeters, and it's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Well, they were all, you know, everyone was wearing them during the event, and like,
it was notable. You could, like, see them and, like, damn.
Yeah, like, on the women and stuff, it looks crazy. It just seems weird to not have an option that's a little daintier, that's a little less that way.
I agree.
Why is the move every time to make it bigger?
Yeah.
It's bigger than Apple Watch Ultra. And that was when,
well,
when that watch came out, we were like, okay, that's too big.
Well, technically, the display's bigger. But Apple Watch Ultra is 49 millimeters in case the diameter. That's monstrous.
Yeah,
for
goodness,
a watch. Just for anybody listening who cares, I'm wearing a 36 millimeter watch and it looks fine. Like,
it just seems weird. Like, giving us a bigger size, okay, I get that. But they just made it all bigger.
It's huge.
Their smallest size is massive.
Yeah, this has to be the ceiling, right? Like, if we're getting any bigger, we're encroaching
on, then you're
on,
just
like,
a phone. It's just a phone.
Yeah. Apple Watch has already become a phone on your wrist.
Yeah.
With, like, functionality. But this is a step, this is a step further.
Well, you have tried to wear an Apple Watch. Like, even recently, you had a stainless steel Series 7, but you didn't want it after, like, a couple hours.
I can't do it.
Why?
I think it's a mixture of, this is like philosophy driven, but like it being too connected.
Okay.
And then also like, okay, listen, Apple Watches, the bands and things like that, they look great.
Mm-hmm.
But an Apple Watch, dude, to like watch people, to people who appreciate wristwatches and like, you know, all that stuff, it's a throwaway flash in the pan thing.
Mm.
Because these things are disposable and you can't be upgraded and they'll be shitty in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like the battery will have gone and it's debatable on what can be done with that after the fact. Like watches are timeless.
Wow.
And like are jewelry driven and like, you know, you wear them for different reasons. If you wear an Apple Watch, is function over everything else, which is fine. But that's not
are
what
you,
I
are
want.
Are you and fellow watch enthusiasts, like, upset that it's the most popular watch? Does that hurt
no,
you?
No. If anything, it really shows how, like, closed off the actual watch industry is. Because the most popular, the biggest rise the watch industry has ever gotten is when rappers got obsessed with Patek Philippe watches. And, like, the price is inflated to the goddamn heaven. I don't know. I can't think of anything higher. All the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's that's the state of the watch industry.
Another thing that bothers me a lot about this is they made it nearly too big.
Yeah.
Battery the same. Every time they announce an Apple Watch, their rule internally for some reason
18 hours.
It has to hit 18 hours of battery life. So every time they're like, we did all this and still 18 hours. Brother, it's bigger.
Yeah, that must be just like focus group testing. That's what, you know, whatever research firms had led Apple to believe, that is best.
My Apple Watch Ultra, I prefer the look of the regular Apple Watch every time. I'm not a huge fan of the Apple Watch Ultra.
Oh,
I think
really?
It looks cool, but like I would rather wear a regular Apple Watch.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I cannot quit my Apple Watch Ultra because I only charge it once every 3 days. I don't have to. I have never worried about leaving the house. Oh, is it going to die while I'm out? Is it going to die while I'm sleeping? Like, I'll go to sleep and it'll be like, hey, bro, you got 5% left. And I'm like, oh, I can just, that'll make it through the night. I just know it will.
Yeah.
The 18 hours is just, that's just a little bit not enough for a wearable.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a major limiting factor.
And like you said, it's 18 hours when you first buy it.
At the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
And then it starts degrading and it's not the same.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean,
I wonder what my Apple Watch battery health is at, my Ultra.
Even me as a watch guy, most watches that are either windable or wind themselves with an automatic movement, like, Usually the best battery life, quote unquote, you can expect is like 72 to 80 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still sometimes not enough for people with multiple watches. It can be a pain in the ass. So I can't imagine if my watch has only lasted 18 hours, fully wound, and like, dude, I'd be pissed off.
You're going to be shocked.
What's your battery health?
100%.
Wow, you've had that for...
Well over a year.
Yeah. I didn't know you didn't prefer the look of the Ultra. In my opinion, the Ultra is the best looking Apple Watch.
Because, really?
Well, it has an identity. It's not just a rectangle with soft, you know, sides.
Yeah.
That's my biggest issue.
Yeah, it's too much.
Apple Watch Ultra occupies the same space as like a G-Shock to my brain, so it fits perfectly in there.
I see. Yeah, I don't like the look of this as much as any other Apple Watch ever, but it's just I never have to think about the battery.
That's really cool.
So it's like a cheat code.
Wait until Apple and, you know, other smartwatch makers, wearable makers get into, like, they can be powered solar. That'll be...
That's the only thing separating, like... Other than that, there's no reason for me to have an Apple Watch Ultra, something that is supposed to be for, like, activity and sports and hiking and outdoorness. That's, you know, that's what it's for. That's what it's designed for, supposedly.
Right.
The only reason people like me have a watch like this is because it lasts so long.
That's true. I mean, I guess it used to be also like it's tougher, you know, because lots of people put cases on their Apple Watch.
What?
Well, yeah. They put like little protectors, like screen protectors.
Dude.
I mean, dude. Well, okay. With traditional watches, if they get banged up, that's whatever. You know, scratches, they're all stainless steel, and it's just that builds character. And it's just a timepiece. But look at the mentality about putting cases on smartphones. It's like people don't want to get their $1,000 thing dinged up.
I guess so.
It affects usability. So like,
but like you're going to drop your phone. You shouldn't be dropping your watch.
You'd be surprised where watches get banged. Like, I'm not trying to sell anybody on fucking.
Yeah, I mean, I bang my Apple watches, but never enough to where I'm like, should I put a case on it?
Well,
that
you're not
insane.
You're not a case guy for your phone either, though.
No, to make it look so much worse by putting a case on an Apple Watch.
You used to polish your stainless steel one.
Yeah. With Mother's.
So there you go. You were worried about the scratches.
It was just like restoring it every once in a while to make it real shiny.
Yeah, but people will just rather prevent that from happening.
I guess so.
Like, I don't personally agree with it.
There wasn't really any amount of polishing that I could do to get the scratches out. Mm-hmm. It would just like bring a little life to it. That's why I got the stainless steel one, because I was like, oh, anytime I want, I can just whoop.
Polish it up.
Yeah.
So overall, Apple event, it's a weird one this year, right?
Solid.
Solid. I found it so weird because I found myself getting more excited about features and products and price categories that I've previously written off.
Okay.
Because in a lot of other generation or presentations, it's like base model stuff. It's time for the base model, you know, video package. And I just go like, okay, wake me when it's time for the pro.
Yeah.
But this was the first time I'm like, okay, I don't care about the pro stuff is neat, but it's not for me now.
And this is just like, we are not regular people. We're definitely looking too far into this, but
that's what we do.
The fact that they didn't put as much effort into this one, and it's the event of the year.
You don't think so?
Well, the transitions were dialed way, 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 way back. There was a couple cool ones, but there was a lot of fades in and out, which is very...
That was weird.
Yeah, that's just very...
You're right.
It, like, breaks the pacing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like they needed this to go out.
Yeah, I wonder if some of the things that were shown or maybe weren't shown, like, there was production issues. Uh-huh. Or, like, cutbacks or setbacks or...
Also, something that we did this time that we haven't done is like we watched it on a projector.
Yeah.
In like a good space. And I think that was not the move because it really.
I could see.
Being shot on iPhone is an amazing concept. And I'm glad iPhones are good enough to do that.
Uh huh.
Watching it at 120 inches, sitting like a few feet away, really exposes the limitations of an iPhone sensor.
I
so
think
maybe
you're
we
right.
don't watch it on a projector next time.
Yeah, that makes me want to, honestly, Talking about that makes me want to go back and watch previous events that weren't iPhone.
Like, I bet if we watched the October one in the dark, like the one that was shot in the dark on an iPhone.
Yeah, it might not hold up so well.
I don't know, but I'm happy with the event. I'm happy with the announcements. There's not much that I don't feel like I missed out on anything. Like, yeah. I wasn't expecting a feature that just didn't come this year. They just kind of like every year, they announced more than I could ever hope to use on my phone.
Yeah, they're really good at that. I'm definitely a little bummed that we didn't get any iPad. I mean, it's not supposed to be an iPad event, but another iPad mini announcement would have been neat.
Well, according to Gurman, who is the one that... the only reason we thought there was an iPad mini coming to this event is because of Mark Gurman.
Yeah.
Last night, before today, before event day, he had a little breakdown where he was just overcorrecting everything he's ever said ever.
It felt like that a little
bit. He was
bit.
Like, I remember I said that, I didn't, now this. Well, he didn't really say, I said this previously. He would say something like, well, as I've been reporting for months, and then writers for Mac Rumors will go, well, actually, this is what you said, and like link to a tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Damage control maybe?
iPad mini, supposedly, next month. At a Mac/iPad event, okay, but I can wait another month. But if you are lying again, the amount of rage that will have built up in my system will just be not good for anybody.
Yeah, you hear that, Gurman?
You hear that, Gurman? You dirty bastard!
He's definitely listening right now.
Good, he should. What a disappointment.
Him or the event?
Him.
No, he's not a disappointment.
Oh, yeah. He said iPad mini, and then I watched the event. No iPad mini. Not even a peep, actually. They didn't even flash a picture of it.
Well, that did happen. Yeah, okay.
That's a disappointment.
I guess you're personally invested.
I was ready to be pointment, and I got disappointment.
You got disappoint instead?
I got disappoint.
Well, I think that's enough Apple event talk. I'm Appled out.
Yeah, I'm fucking done.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead and ask it.
We have notes for each episode of Recycle Bin that we can both see.
Yeah.
So one of these notes has been written slightly cryptically, and I need answers. So, Jern, what is the crime? That's the only note you have for this episode. Is it just says
if
the crime.
If you could rid the world of a crime by committing that crime yourself.
What the fuck?
What crime would you pick? You have to commit it yourself.
To get it removed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever horrible crime you think of, you have to do it.
Okay. Why?
But it's for the good of humanity.
Just real quick. What? A couple questions.
I'm asking the question, though.
Yeah, I know you are. Where did this come from?
I don't know.
No, what?
Whatever version of me wrote that down.
You don't remember writing this down?
No, I remember writing that. Like, I obviously remember what I was... I wanted to, like, use that as an intro for an episode. Like, okay. That was going to be a cold open, but now it's at the end.
It wouldn't have been a good cold open for this episode.
Oh, yeah, it would have been.
No, it wouldn't
have.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the Apple event episode.
You can get rid of any crime in the world. You just have to commit it.
I don't know. I mean, okay, when you say get rid of a crime, you're saying nobody can do it, or is it no longer punishable? What does that mean?
Like, it will rid the world of the crime. The terribleness won't happen
okay,
anymore.
Okay, so you're saying if I rid the world of murder, nobody can then murder somebody?
Correct. Murder's gone.
But they could still be manslaughtered?
No, like, I mean, I guess. Like, accidentally hit by a car?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Like, talking about if that's what you choose, cold-blooded murder. You can choose to get rid of manslaughter. Stop the hit and run.
Stop, but the, but that just doesn't make sense.
Well, I just want to know, like, if you choose a horrible, 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 deplorable crime,
yes,
you have to commit it.
Yeah.
So is there a balance between a crime you're actually willing to commit to get rid of?
Uh-huh.
Like,
okay, so
getting rid of murder is great, but are you going to murder someone to get rid of murder?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So the actual, the thing of this is... Are you willing to rid the world of an evil by committing the evil?
Yes.
Okay.
And which one would you choose?
Well, dude, I'd just be real. I'll just pick murder, and then I'll go find somebody.
Who are you going to kill?
I'll find someone who wants me to kill them.
Oh, like, okay, that's smart.
Well, yeah.
Just
I mean,
how would you do it?
It doesn't matter.
It Wait, does matter.
You want me to, I don't know.
This is your hypothetical.
I'll ask the person. I'll be like, how do you want me
how
to murder you?
How would you prefer it? They'll be what like, if they're like, beat me with a hammer? What? Could you do that?
That's really weird. My brain went to hammer, too.
I don't think I could do that.
I think it's going to be a ceremonial thing. I think I'll make it a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That's how I'll do it. Okay, we're getting weird. I'll put an ad out.
Okay.
And I'll say, I'm starting a cult.
Okay.
And we, by sacrificing this person with the hammer of sacrifice, the evil of this crime will be rid of the world.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I'll get people to sign up.
I know what I would do.
Oh, okay. You already have an answer preloaded?
I mean, I just decided it.
What? Oh, just now?
Yeah.
You have no premeditated...
Well, because, like, the default is murder, but you took murder.
Is it the default?
Well, that is a really terrible crime that would be cool if it was gone.
I guess it's the only one that, like, okay, it'd be really cool if I could rid the world of rape and, like, something like that.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not gonna.
See, that's what I mean.
I There's can't get a, that.
What
I
are you willing to do to get rid of?
Yeah.
But think about all the good for humanity you would do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're right.
I couldn't murder anyone with a hammer. I want to get rid of murder, but I can't do that, I don't think.
What if they ask you?
I will never be able to unsee the things that I see. They get to fucking go. I have to live with the images of what I've done.
I am disassociating a little bit because 10 minutes ago, it was all business,
yeah.
Apple event, and okay. Now we're talking about murdering people with hammers.
Okay, I choose kidnapping. Kidnapping is terrible, and just and murders can happen through kidnapping.
are you gonna go to like to a Walmart and then just grab someone and drive for a block and be like, okay, just kidding. Here you go. It was for a thing. It's hard to explain. I'm sorry.
I'll fully commit to a kidnapping.
Why are you okay with this? You're so gung ho.
Well, because at the end, it'll be revealed that I did a good.
But how?
Like, I will look terrible. I will look like a terrible, terrible, horrible, no good kidnapper.
Okay.
But only for a little bit. Because then it will be revealed that I have rid the world of kidnappers.
Who would reveal it?
Me. I will call the news and I'll say, hey, listen, I got this guy in the trunk, okay? But there's a good reason. You will now see that there are no more kidnappings. You're a news station. You usually hear about kidnappings. You won't hear about them anymore.
But what? How? Okay.
And then once you realize I'm telling the truth, I will release this person.
But, so you're holding them hostage?
That's part of kidnapping. No one kidnaps temporarily. They're asking for money. There's a reimbursement. What do they ask for? What's the word?
Your brain, it just, dude, you just over, I knew this. Ransom.
Ransom, that's what I said.
You do this thing to me where you say such something that's so silly and wrong and incorrect that you overwrite the correct answer that I have. The word was ready to come out of my mouth, and you said, what is it, recompense or something? And then it's
reimbursement.
Gone.
Yeah. That was close. You were trade in value? For this. If you want your kid back, reimburse me.
So you've gone, this is a, I'll be real.
Okay,
you've gone a bit darker than me. I murdered.
You were gonna murder someone with a hammer.
Consensual murder.
What do you do? You want me to ask someone if they want to be kidnapped? Should I put an ad
that'd
out?
That'd be better.
That's not how kidnappings work. That's just they took a trip with you if they chose to go.
Riddle me this, Jern.
Okay.
What happens if somebody after you have rid the world of kidnapping? What happens if somebody tries to kidnap somebody?
No, that's.
What?
You're breaking the hypothetical universe.
What do you mean?
You cannot. That will never happen again.
I just want to
know. It has been taken away from the world.
I just want to know how it works.
It doesn't. That's not the question.
So wait. Okay.
I'm not saying how would you make this work. I'm just saying what crime would you get rid of? You can get rid of any crime only by just committing the crime. I don't care how it happens after that.
I want to picture it like, okay, the news station thing. You kidnap somebody. Then you call the news station like, hey, you can't, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
If you report this, nobody can kidnap anybody. And then they're like, okay. All right. Yeah. Like they follow you and they report it. And then you release them and you're like, there are no more kidnappings. I have done it.
Yes.
And then everybody collectively goes like, what's kidnapping? Because it's gone. It's like, why would anybody do that?
Everyone will know. Like, you're not forgetting what a kidnapping is.
But I just...
It'll just take away the urge from all the kidnappers.
It takes away the urge.
There won't be any kidnapping.
So everybody goes, ooh.
Next time someone goes, they're like, wow, yesterday I was really curious about kidnapping, and today...
It just sounds gross.
It doesn't even sound fine.
So that's how it works.
Yeah,
it sounds distasteful.
Yeah, so the people that were murdering people with hammers, that didn't even sound fun anymore. They're just like, wow, you ruined it. I can't do that now. Now Thanks. The murderers have to kidnap.
But won't they know? But what, like,
think about how much good we could do if you get rid of murders and I get rid of kidnapping.
I agree. But like the fact that you're broadcasting it, like, wouldn't that paint you as a target to people who wanted to kidnap people? And that are like, oh, fucking John.
Better get it out of the way now.
Fucking John. No, John Prosser. He made it so I don't want to kidnap anymore. And now I'm mad. I'm going to go murder him.
Jesus Christ. Well, then, this is the last episode of Recycle Bin. Again.
Again.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Anyway, iPhone 16. Really cool. Really good event. Seven out of 10. Solid event, Apple. Good job. No more kidnapping or murder.
No more kidnapping. What a... I almost regret.
That'd be a cool feature.
What?
Apple intelligence gets rid of murder.
Yeah.
And kidnapping?
That'd be pretty cool.
Why is it called kidnapping?
You nap on the kids open. I don't know. I don't know, dude.
But, like, you don't have to be a kid to get napped.
Kids take naps. That matter?
Is that... That will be the new kidnapping. What? It will be thought of as a lovely occurrence. Oh, my kid is napping.
Okay, so why is it called kidnapping? Google says, late 17th century...
We've gone
from
too
kid
far.
Slang nap by okay yeah so literally nap is like to seize it's a slang nab
okay.
nab
okay
kidnappers so it literally is about kid even for adults yeah it's not adult napping
yeah but what is that why, see
further I don't know
I think we should fix that
word why are words the way they are
I don't know they should mean things if well, if I nab you you didn't get kidnapped.
Well, nabbing means to steal. So, yeah, you did.
But they say I kidnapped you, but you're not a kid. I didn't nap a kid. Well, I nabbed a burn. I burn napped.
Okay, since we're still talking about this, because words change over time, we're getting a real unhinged version of both of us right now. Because words change over time, and sounds change, and slang changes. Like, English, we just use a bunch of other languages' words. Rendezvous, hors d'oeuvres. That's French.
Okay.
So, like, kidnappers... Like, it has just evolved. It's been
not evolved enough, apparently.
Why do people say demure now?
I don't know, because of TikTok.
Because words. It just changes. Language.
But this is a very specific thing.
All words are specific things.
What?
Everything specific. Everything changes.
And manslaughter. Sometimes it's woman slaughter.
Manslaughter sounds way cooler than, like, dude, you got fucking manslaughtered. That sounds metal as fuck.
Well, I hope not to kidnap any more of your time today.
Same.
And I hope you have a great
what
day.
What a podcast.
Hope you go buy an iPhone 16 pre-orders on Friday.
Hey, if you guys didn't know, this isn't even a cut, by the way. Usually sometimes if you hear one of us come in with like a different tone, it's like... There's been a cut because something weird happened.
A section of the show has been kidnapped.
But no, I'm just trying to steer us away from this.
Okay, good.
If you guys didn't know, Recycle Bin is usually a show driven by you, the audience. So you can call in to actually leave us questions or voicemails. Tell us what crime you would commit to rid from the world.
Why have you done this?
Phone number is 404-919-5530. Leave us a message. Literally, I mean, you could leave us a message about anything. We've had ones about Apple sex toys.
And we allowed that on the show.
What's the wet bread thing? The fucking sugar milk. What sugar bread? What is it called?
I have to go. I'm busy.
We have to do that.
I have to go.
What's it called? Milk toast.
Milk toast.
Yeah, you got to eat milk toast. I got to eat a banana mayo sandwich at some point.
Oh, dude, I would. That sounds so good right now.
A banana mayo sandwich.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. This is hell. So that's gonna happen.
It's hell
eventually.
But we did good today. We got rid of kidnapping and murder.
Yay. I don't feel like we did. What an episode. I guess we're leaving now.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm walking away.
This is the first time.
I'm leaving!
This is the first time they've gotten, like, exasperated me.
Like I pushed you to your limit?
You didn't push me to my limit. We've entered a weird direction with the show.
recycle bin.
I yelled
this
a few
what
times.
You wanted. This is what you wanted. Let's bring it back, John. Let's bring back the show.
This is what you
show.
Wanted. Yeah, this is my fault.
Yeah.
I wish I could undo that crime.
Well, it's because we Indeed sponsored the show.
Thank you, Indeed.
Thank you, Indeed, for getting rid of crimes.
Giving people jobs.
Giving people jobs and get rid of crimes.
Okay, we should ever. Actually end the podcast. Okay, we're just rambling.
Yeah, we're bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.